I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro Country with a twist. But anyway, we were talking about making Mama a really nice dinner before you head off to deer camp, and you can't have a really nice dinner without a really nice glass of wine, right, Bob?
That's right. And we were talking about our new sponsor being MyPillow.
Right.
Well, this sponsor coming on right now is one of our first sponsors. It's Fenn Valley Winery. Brian, general manager, Brian Lesperance. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
Well, other than a sneeze attack, I'm okay.
Yeah, I think he needs more wine, Brian. So
never good in radio.
No. Yeah, well, we had the button, but it's a little too late. COVID has impacted a lot of things, but how'd the weather do with the grapes this year?
Pretty good year. You know, it was warm, pretty dry through the heart of the growing season. Really nice fall. Got a little wet there towards the end. We ended up bringing in most stuff early, which is always a good thing in our book. And that was just primarily driven by the warm summer. So it wasn't that we had to bring stuff in. It was ready. And so we were probably about 2 weeks ahead of schedule. Still got a little work to do here to button things up, but we're real happy with the 2021 vintage. And 2020 was great, too. So the reds that'll start coming out next year off of the 2020 sort of infamous year should also be really outstanding.
So you should have had – did that impact the quantity as well?
Pretty normal quantity this year and last year. Some things were a little heavy. Some were a little light. We didn't have the frost damage that a lot of the other fruit growers had. Apples and some of the others got hit pretty hard in the spring with a little bit of cold. Wine grapes are usually just a little behind those other fruits, and that even week or two can really make all the difference. So I would say it was a pretty average year in terms of quantity and probably a little above average in terms of quality.
So then having such a nice, long, extended summer and a lot of sunshine really helps the reds, doesn't it?
They certainly benefit the most by the weather because they are the last to come in. So they're just going to have to endure the most of the typically not great weather as we get into late September and October. In general, that's a very, very true statement. In reality, too, sometimes even the weather just the week, 2 weeks before harvest on any grape can make a difference. So you get a lot of water right before harvest. It can kind of dilute them down a little bit. It's really dry. The opposite can happen. So in general, though, yeah, we love early seasons for the reds. That give us the best chance of making some high-quality wine.
So with hundreds of acres of grapevines, that must mean, I mean, in the fall, what do you do to all those grapevines? You have to trim them?
Sure. So that starts pretty soon. We're still buttoning up the farm a little bit here, but it won't be but a couple weeks, and we'll come out and start pruning. And we'll be pruning all winter, really, other than if we get 3 feet of snow, then we might take it inside for a few days. But it's a big part of the job, setting the plant up for next year so that it's got the right structure. And we usually have to do a little bit of rework on some of the plants depending on their age. But it's a busy part of the job. Probably the big, one of the most important parts of the job, sets everything up for success the following year.
So, Brian, we got the holidays coming up on us, and are there any events down at Fenn Valley between now and the first of the year or New Year's?
Sure. I mean, we are back to having a little bit more of a slate here. We have got our Nouveau Festival on December 4th, which is a Saturday. It'll be our annual celebration of the first wine of the vintage. So, believe it or not, we'll release a wine, a red wine of all things, that was grown this year, and we make it in the traditional Beaujolais Nouveau style, which means that it's going to have really nice fruit character, kind of jammy, which is a wine term that kind of means it's a lot of fruit, especially in the front palate, kind of that initial impression when you try the wine should be really, really fruit forward. It's a dry wine, great for holiday celebrations because it's kind of light, a little bit less serious, so it goes really well with a lot of things that happen to be on the table usually over the next few weeks. It's also just kind of a nice way to kick off the season. We open the cellar up, do some demonstrations down in the cellar to give folks an opportunity to try some unfinished wine and just get a look at what we're up to. And so it's a really neat event. Runs pretty much all afternoon on the Saturday. No reservations, no cost to attend. It's more of a drop-in style. and then we'll also put Nouveaux on sale for like $9-$10 a bottle. So it's a real reasonable wine too to kind of load up for the holiday season.
Yeah, I like that loading up. That's good stuff, man. But it, I've had that before, and
it's surprisingly good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have a, what was the label on the bottle last year that you did with that?
It was blue, I think.
Well, it's always, it's a blue label. It's kind of a throwback. We haven't changed it despite having done a few other label redesigns since then. So it's basically a fish on the front.
That's what I thought.
Back to some of our old labels. So,
yeah.
Yeah, the crowd liked it. You know, it's a small batch. We'll make two skids, which is 112 cases. So it's not a big thing. It's kind of, you know, sold out of our taste room only. We like to have it gone by New Year's. So it's a fun kind of way to kickstart the winter and holiday season, but nothing to take too seriously.
So are there any varietals that having had, you said 2020 was good. So we'll be drinking 19 wine this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are there any tips that you would say, hey, you really got to try this one or that one?
And when do your 19s release?
Yeah.
So 19 was a weird year. Bad winter in 19. So red, if you find a red from 19, you should buy it because it'll be a collector's item. Thankfully, 18 was a pretty good crop. 17 was an excellent crop. And 20 was a good crop. So it was surrounded by a nice large crop. So we could sort of limp through that 19 year. As far as the stuff that did make it through 19, so your hardier varietals, some of your hybrids and stuff, it was actually a good growing year. It's just so everything's pretty solid. It's just the quantity was extremely low, and you're going to hear that from across the state. It was a pretty broad whacking that we took through the winter time. It wasn't a lot of bad days, but unfortunately in this kind of in growing environment, all it takes is one bad night, and if you lose your lake protection either because of an atypical wind direction, or in the case of what we had that night, no wind at all.
And perfectly clear sky.
Yeah, that's the big thing. You lose that that blanket of cloud cover, and that can get pretty nasty. But what we've done is basically bridged our way from 18 to 20. So you're going to see some of the 20s come out a little bit earlier, but because it was a really good year, we can get away with that because the fruit is riper than average, and so that tends to give us a little more flexibility in the cellar. And so we're going to release like our Meritage, which is our Bordeaux style dry red blend, from 20. We'll go right from 18 into 20.
That 18 Meritage is, I think, my all-time favorite.
Right, I love it.
It's drinking nice right now. You know, I've that's what we're selling in the taste room right now, which is would be normal.
How's your supply on that?
Go ahead.
Supply on that?
Not enough.
Oh, no.
We're looking at releasing the 20 here in I think April. So it'll be nip and tuck, but we're, you know, it could be worse. Like I said, when you're bracketed by a couple of bumper crops, it does give you a little flexibility there. But we're not putting it on sale, let's put it that way.
All right. Well, just put some on the Grilling Guys tab. That's all we want, all right? Yeah, right.
Yeah, just a few.
Hey, Brian, we're on Jethro now, and this is our first time having you on the show. If people don't know where Fenn Valley is, give them a heads up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're south of Grand Rapids, about 40 minutes. We're about, you know, 20 minutes south of Holland off of 196, just to the east there, 196, down in Fennville, Michigan, which is nestled between South Haven and Saugatuck, so right off the Lake Michigan shoreline there. That's what allows us to do the things we do, is that lake gives us a lot of protection against the extreme weather that the Midwest is known for. So it's a beautiful estate. We grow a lot of the fruit here.
It's gorgeous.
Folks come down and love to just kind of see the vines and enjoy a little solitude and the rolling hill country.
It's
still got colors right now, but I suspect by a couple more days we're going to be losing all the beautiful leaf color. But it's still nice to be down here in the country for sure.
It's not exactly like watching the movie Sideways. I'll just put it that way.
Right.
So we're not only on Jethro, but we're on stations all around Michigan. So no matter where you're listening to this, Fenn Valley is just south of Holland, Michigan. And if you've never been there, trust me, just try it.
Yeah, this December 4th event would be a great place to start. You will not be disappointed in a tour of the facility.
And that
too.
New vol is a perfect Christmas present.
Right. All right. Brian, thanks so much. We appreciate you making time for us, and we'll darken your door and have a glass of wine.
All right. Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
All right. Brian Lesperance, Fen Valley Winery, our very first sponsor.
Right. All right, coming up next, grilled desserts. Get her one.